maybe the single biggest was the transformation from analog communications to digital. And that was in part conceptual at the system level, but probably in large part, or major part, due to technology itself. The convergence, certainly, of the communication and computer industries, the phenomenal advances in digital signal processing and in VLSI technology, I think that, along with the conceptual advantages that took place due to the initial fundamental work back, you know, decades ago, Peter Shannon, for example, from an information theoretic point of view, and various fundamental advances in coding theory, different aspects of signal modulation technique design. I would say they really made the difference, because if you look at communications today, it's so different from what it was 30 or 40 years ago. One of the classes that I teach at UCSB is a senior level course on communication systems, and it's a three-quarter sequence. The first is on analog modulation, the second is digital modulation, and the third is information theory and coding. And when I teach the analog modulation, which is the first of the three quarters, the students can very easily relate to it, because they've been relating to analog AM and FM since they were old enough to turn their radio on.
Right.
Their television works this way, and they have total familiarity with it from an intuitive point of view, and they sort of enjoy learning what it's all about and how it's actually functioning, and yet they realize that's not what's taking place today. What's taking place today is what they see in the second quarter in digital communication. And the interesting thing there is, when I get to digital comm in the second quarter, which they're still looking forward to, many of them have a tremendous problem with it, technically, in the class. Because whereas the analog communications were so easy to relate to, I apologize. Even though they know that all the jobs today are digital comm, everything that's going on today is digital comm. Many aspects of digital comm becoming buzzwords, CDMA, TDMA. This is what they want to learn. So it's not lack of motivation, but they often have conceptually a much more difficult time in the second quarter, where they're extremely motivated to learn it, than in the first quarter. And I would say that's been maybe the single biggest change that I've observed, just the transformation of communication going from basically an analog communication dominated field with some digital comm, okay, to what is totally dominated, at least in terms of innovative, anything going on today in terms of change in digital communication. Analog AM is around, analog FM is around, analog TV is around, although that will be dying out at some point due to HDTV. But I would say singularly that's the biggest change that I would comment on. And maybe a slightly broader sense, what I said a minute ago, the convergence of the communication and computer industries. The fact that even years and years ago, Bell Labs was more of a computer company, had transformed itself into more of a computer company than a communications company.